This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, is brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. We'll join farm broadcaster Lori Boyer in Houston next.
And now a message from John Clem from Waynesville, Illinois, about the Illinois Corn Checkoff.
Did you know that the largest market for Illinois corn is the export market? Our unique river system provides farmers like me the opportunity to ship corn from our Illinois fields directly to other countries who are hungry for high-quality grain. I'm proud that the Illinois Corn Checkoff makes investments that power trade, and I hope you are too. Learn more at www.ilcorn.org.
I'm Lori Boyer from the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, and I'm visiting here with Sarah Hastings, and she is with Illinois Corn Growers. And tell me a little bit more about yourself, if you will, and where you're from.
I farm in East Central Illinois, and I represent the corn growers from Champaign, Vermilion, Iroquois, and Ford counties, so right in the middle of the country, right up against Indiana.
You're here at Commodity Classic with me, and I understand one of the biggest topics in general for all the groups is a farm bill, and that is something that you yourself have been working on as well.
Yeah, Farm Bill is a really big deal. We have been working really, really hard for multiple years. Farmers need to know that they have something steady, the government isn't going to shut down or go in furlough, so that we know what to expect. And we know that the budget is really, really tight, and people are always looking for ways to cut programs. But one of the issues that's really important to us is securing extra funding for MAP and FMD, which is Market Access Protection and Foreign Market Development. We export a lot of corn, a lot of soybeans, and it's really important that we have these markets developed, these relationships with our export countries and our trade partners. And as we've learned, you know, whenever trade shuts down, the whole world takes notice. Everybody feels that instantly. So it's really important. We haven't had an update in funding for these programs since 2002. That's 22 years without even an increase to just keep up with inflation. So we're asking for a little bit of extra money. We know it's really tight to get a farm bill passed, but it's really important that we secure money and we have private partner sectors that match us dollar for dollar. And we help build infrastructure, trade barriers, regulatory, anything that's a problem, we work to fix it and develop these relationships.
With the interviews I've done from Commodity Classic, I think everyone is on the same page. Corn, wheat, sorghum, everyone seems to be on the same page. I think that is really valuable, especially with the farm bill. Would you agree?
Right. It's really hard to get a farm bill passed, especially in a Congress that's split 50-50. And if we have any fighting between trade organizations, we're wasting a lot of time and capital and credit and spending this fighting each other. And if we're a unified voice and we stand solidly as an ag group and we go to our legislators and say, this is what we need, you know, we grow a great abundant food supply in America. We need to get it together and let's get this farm bill passed and let's increase our relationships with these foreign countries and let's make this happen.
And then one other question, have you personally had some experience in talking with legislatures about it?
I've been to D.C. a few times. It's nice to meet with them in their office. I've also met a few back home and they host a fundraiser or attend a fundraiser. You send them letters, emails, let your voice be heard. It's really easy to contact them. You know, some staffer is going to answer the phone. You send an email, somebody will answer you. They want to hear from you. You know, they're there to represent you. So it's important that you make your voice be heard. If there's a call to action, our trade organizations make it so easy to just hit those buttons, kind of change it up to make it fit your needs, what's happening on your operation, and just send it. You know, if you think I'm going to do it later, you won't. Take 2 minutes, do it, get it done.
Once again, Sarah Hastings, she's with Illinois Corn Growers, speaking with me today. I'm Lori Boyer, and you're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network.
Be listening for more reports from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, with farm broadcaster Lori Boyer on this Hometown Illinois Radio Network station, brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.